This is still the story about Oki James that had continued from the other tape. It still will continue to this tape again. And here's Oki James again. Navajo girls sold to the Mexican Spanish spent their life in these Spanish homes, weaving their beautiful blanket with Mexican dyers and with Mexican platters. They were not badly trained. They live where rather life that of a hard girl of an American form, except that they got no pay. Sometime they married a boy of the family or some other Mexican. There must have been hundreds of Navajo boy or girl grown up in Mexicans' home during the 1800s. They were learning to wear cotton clothing that actually it was no more than Spanish underclothing with the upper violet and scale left out. Generally, there was a simple V-neck shirt for both man and woman. The men were Muslim tourists coming a little below the knee and spread part wide up. The woman had a few shirt, both went barefoot. Indian had never had tourists, but all the way from Mexican City to the Pueblo, they began to wear these Spanish Muslim tribes. They were seen in many old Navajo, and we can imagine that the custom began more than 100 years ago. Over his cotton clothes, the slave wore a blanket. Often this was in the shape of an pronco, which is a blanket which is killed in the middle through which the wearer plus his head. The Spanish master worn the same thing through better made for blanket were the regular other clothes for New Mexico. And most of them were woven by Navajo. In early days, the Spanish had gotten their clothes from the Pablo, and Pablo mentors were even used as currency. Often after the rebellion, however, the Spanish record almost never mentioned Pablo Weaving. Instead, they talk over and over again about the Navajo who weave the great style and the legacy even better than the Spanish. As early as 1790, they had been trading their blankets, which were considered the most valuable clothes in all the northern part of New Spain. The Navajo had come a long way from the early days when they took lessons from Pablo refugees. We have to use some guesswork about the date for no specimen of the early Navajo work have came down to us. The earliest known one are the turn fragment from Mesquite Creek found with the bone of Navajo who were killed in 1805. We see it start with simple strips of black and white wool, especially like these made by Pueblo people. We see the pattern made more interesting as the strips are gathered in group. We see color creep in among the black and white. For the Spanish brought indigo dyed from Mexico. Better than that, they brought a woolen cloth, colored a soft crimson with cochineal dye. This was the famous Batea. Actually, it was made in England, where it was called Brazos. It was sold to Spanish in quantity in Spain, in turn sent plate of it to the New World. For gifts and trade, Batea was made in several colors, but red was the Indian favorite. They had very little chance to get these colors in their early days, for the earthen and vulgar dye given only bronze and pinkish shade. They must have longed for the bright grew dizzy and floor and feathers, but cannot copy. When the Spanish first became to dole out the purchased cloth, they trade for it arguably. One can imagine how valuable it was when we found sometime just a little line of red in a whole blanket. For Navajo and Pueblo, both unrivaled the brilliant cloth and used the thread as yarn. Perhaps this was because they could not only get small pieces, or because the patent came from old garments. There is a tale that these garments were the unformed of Spanish soul, but very few red forms ever got to Mexico. The Oregon Indian sight on every small piece of red, and in consequence took a grand forward step in their weaving. At least the Navajo took this step. At first they got their Pueblo neighbor moved along gathering, both experimenting with group strength, both using inner group and thin line of thread. Then came the group, after which Pueblo weaving declined and Navajo weaving moved on to film. Pueblo thoughts and weaving did not run to color. The weavers used a number of appellate strings like herringbone and diamond, and sometimes they improved their wool cloth. The Navajo woman in early days did not care much for fancy strings and did not impress at all. What appeared to her was simple: weave and great color. Soon her strips were grown into zigzagging and diamonds. Her blue line were blurred and her mud made a whole background of green circums sun from the purchase better. This yarn was finer than any she had ever spun, so Navajo spinning have to improve. In the days when the Navajo had baited and quantity their blanket with finger and